It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hey there, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Top of the morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. We'll be talking about clover today, which is perfect.
Oh, excellent. That's good timing. Yeah, because I'm thinking about, you know, no room for another garden, probably. But do you have ideas about unique ground covers, especially ones that really bring the pollinators to the yard?
Yeah, that's kind of a new movement that's out there. I went to a talk recently where someone was talking all about ground covers that are good for pollinators. And it's nice because, like you're saying, most people don't have room for another garden, another pollinator garden. But a lot of us have room for spaces in between shrubs and trees and big perennials where you can grow ground covers instead of using all the wood mulch that a lot of people use. So there's three of them that come to mind. I've used a couple of them, so I thought I'd share those with you. The first is one everybody loves. Strawberries. Strawberries are a great ground cover. So you can do wild strawberries, you can do alpine strawberries, or you can just even do the cultivated strawberries. We have them growing in between this hedgerow that we have of shrubs and some bigger perennials like the peonies and big plants that are really hardy plants. And they're doing fine. They're covering the soil. I don't have to weed it. I don't have to water it as much because they're shading it out so it doesn't dry out. And they're not really competing with those other plants. And you get flowers. The pollinators love the strawberry flowers, because that time of year, there's a lot of pollinators out looking for food. So if you're growing some of the day-neutral strawberries or the alpine ones, they'll actually keep flowering, too, right through the summer. And you get berries.
Do you have to share them with rabbits and things, though?
Well, you share them with chipmunks and all those other creatures, but you get a few, too. So that's a nice ground cover to plant between shrubs and trees, especially. There's one that's a kind of an old-fashioned plant called saponaria, or rock soapwort. Not sure where they get these common names, but saponaria is a low-growing, only grows 6 to 8 inches tall, has pink or white flowers, fragrant flowers too, really nice one in a full sun dry situation because it's a rock garden plant. It likes a really well-drained soil, but it's a beautiful one and, again, a nice one for pollinators. And then finally, we were talking about clover there, St. Patrick's Day. The white clover is a good one, and again, you have to be careful with this because it can be pretty aggressive. So you don't want to put it next to plants that are not really aggressive, but next to plants like trees and shrubs where it can fill in between. Those beautiful white flowers are great pollinator attractors. They bloom all summer. The plant fixes nitrogen. It stays green during a drought. And there's a variety called Altropurpurea, which is purple. It has purple leaves on it with beautiful green edging, so it's very ornamental and not as aggressive as the white one. So these are some ideas for ground covers that you'll like and the pollinators will like too.
Love those ideas. Beth has written in with a question that says, love listening to you every week, Charlie. This past week, you answered a question about water retention or lack thereof in houseplants and recommended adding coir to the potting mix. What's the ratio of potting mix to coir? I ended up with some stuff that is incredibly porous, so hope that will solve my problem.
Yes, so coir is very porous, as you were mentioning, Beth, about your house plants. So you want to probably mix it in with something if you're using it as a potting plant. If you're using it just as seed starting, then it's okay with some perlite and vermiculite, maybe a little sand in it, and that'll work well. But something like a house plant needs to have a little more heft to it. So I would mix a 50-50 mix of coir and some compost. And you want to get sterile compost, one that's been cleaned up so there's no diseases in it. And then also have a mix of perlite and vermiculite in there. Those are the little specks that you see often in potting soil to help with aeration and water retention. And I think that combination would probably be pretty good. If it still seems heavy, just cut back on the compost and go a little heavier on the coir. So you can play with it and see which one works best.
Okay. Questions for Charlie, send them to us, vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening, and submit your question in the post. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.